It's a new day.
A new day.
It's a new day.
It's 6 a.m. Chicagoland. It's a new day.
Morning in the city. What's up, Chicagoland? Mother Nature is trying to make spring come, but it's moving too slow for me. 50 degrees will be the high temperature today, but it's still cold at nighttime. Come on, Mother Nature, make it happen for us. Ja Morant may be back in Memphis playing basketball on Wednesday. The Grizzlies announced that his suspension may be over for waving that gun and doing all types of other crazy shit. We're going to talk more about that. But first, we're going to cover today's news headlines.
These are the news headlines for Chicagoland.
You got to know what's going on around you.
Check out today's headlines.
This is your BMS Radio Network news brief for Monday, March 20th, 2023. A 42-year-old and 33-year-old man were shot and killed last night on the South Side. The 33-year-old man attempted to drive himself to the hospital. He crashed into a car at 55th and Wentworth. The passengers that were struck have minor injuries. Both shooting victims were pronounced dead at the University of Chicago Medical Center. In national news, twice impeached former President Donald Trump announced that he expects to be indicted on Tuesday in the state of New York. He is under investigation for hush money payments to Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. In world news, an international warrant has been released for Russian President Vladimir Putin. He is accused of the unlawful abduction and deportation of children from Ukraine to Russia. In sports, the Memphis Grizzlies announced that Ja Morant could return to the team on Wednesday. Today's high temperature will reach 50 degrees. This has been a BMS Radio Network news brief.
The Memphis Grizzlies have announced that Ja Morant may be back on Wednesday. Wow. He's been out for about 8 games or so after flashing a gun on Instagram Live while he was at a strip club. Not the smartest thing to do, my brother. Dude is a good basketball player. He's young, rich, and talented. But he's a little stupid and disrespectful, in my opinion. Hopefully this time off and the therapy or whatever he went through does him some good. He had multiple incidents that actually led up to this. This wasn't his first time getting in trouble or his first time trying to be hard for some type of gangster. I understand his mother went to the mall one day and she had a bad day at the mall, got into it with someone who worked there. She went home and told Ja Morant. Ja Morant then goes to the mall with six to nine people, and he goes up there and gets into it with people that works in the mall, and he gets into it with the security. This millionaire is up there getting into it with the security like he's a broke teenager. There was also another incident when he was at the crib outside playing basketball, going back and forth with a 17-year-old kid, and the 17-year-old kid was D'ing him up real hard. Ja Morant threw the ball at the kid real hard when he asked him to check it up, and the kid threw the ball back at Ja Morant and it hit him right in the head. Ja got mad and beat the dude down, went in the crib, came back out with a gun to scare him off. This dude is a millionaire now, and he's not a gangster. He's not a gangster. I had to say that twice. He grew up soft. He had both his parents at the crib. He had a stable home, came up and went to college, and now that he got this money, it seems like he's trying to, quote unquote, keep it real too much. And this has got him in trouble. Big time trouble. But he's still a good player. And I think he'll bounce back from this, in my opinion. What you think?
Man, I think it's a shame. He is such a young talent. He reminds me of a young Russell Westbrook, man. He plays with reckless abandon. But that, you know, taking all that into account, was I think most important is that he surrounds himself with some people who will help him keep these millions that he's earning and keep him out of jail. You know, at my age, it would be easy for me to point my finger and say that I would never do, you know, some of the things that he's doing, or at least accused of doing. But it's easy at this age. I can't tell you that if I had that money and I had that access at that age, you know, I wouldn't at least be tempted to pull a couple of those stunts. And they are stupid and they are immature, but that's part of growing up. And so I just hope this guy has some people around him that are going to help him grow up. And maybe this is the wake up call. Maybe this is, you know, he's so close to losing it all that it's the straw that, you know, breaks in his favor and wakes him up so that he turns it around and becomes the superstar that we know he is for a long career.
Yeah, he is dope on the court. Nobody's denying that at all. He's all that on the court. He got skills. But we was just talking before, you know, remembering back when we was his age in our early 20s and all the stupid shit that we did. I'm sure the stupid shit that everybody did when they was in their early 20s. But just imagine the stupid shit you did in your 20s and imagine having millions of dollars at your pocket at the same time.
It's hard to fathom. That kind of money, to some people, may make them feel that they can do those types of things. I mean, you know, money is power to a lot of people. So why shouldn't I be able to take this gun into this club? You know who I am? You know how much money I make? You know, and I'm not saying that's the right attitude, but it's an attitude that young people in his position might be apt to take.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I think that he will bounce back, my opinion. Because I think he'll bounce back and hopefully start surrounding himself with different people that's going to take him in the right direction. But dude can dunk. Dude can dunk. Probably one of the best dunkers, if not the best dunker in the league right now. But let me ask you this. What do you think his favorite place to eat is?
Oh, here we go. His favorite place to eat, Ja Morant. Oh, man. You always catch me with these, man. It's not fair. Go ahead, give it to me. What is Ja Morant? What's his favorite place to eat?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh. See, I should have known. I should have caught that one. That was good. But I'm bump ching. I should have known that one.
Dunkin' Donuts. Absolutely. That's an obvious one. But we're sitting on the edge of our seat to see what happens with this Ja Morant situation, and we will keep you posted with the news because that's what we do. Meanwhile, we go get into some more music after we pay these bills. Get ready for brand new music by Young Torres.
Yeah, this is a new decade, a new season. You know I gotta go around for a reason.
This is new music by Young Torres. Faith Juice. Yeah. Check it out now on YouTube.com.
Introducing Power Up for Male Stamina, the natural way to improve your libido and overall health. With Power Up for Male Stamina, you can also expect improved energy, better blood sugar levels, and lower cholesterol. Right now, we are giving away free samples. Certain restrictions apply. Just go to www.powerup.com or www.powerup.com and get the power you need to feel your best. And don't forget to get your free samples before they run out. That's www.powerup.com.
Mental health and learning disorders don't discriminate. 17 million American children and adolescents are struggling. Help the Child Mind Institute change children's lives. Visit childmind.org.
Ja Morant is anticipated to come back on Wednesday. That will be his big return, and I'm sure everybody's eyes will be on the NBA to hear what he has to say and to see how he's going to play. We definitely wish him the best, and we hope everything works out well in spite of these hiccups over the last few weeks. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're going to get into a jam that you're familiar with here because it's dope to death, and the young lady sings her heart out. She sounds like a pretty canary, and I'm going to let you check out this bad boy for yourself right now. Music on deck by Natalie Nicole, and the name of this one is Indecisive.
You're listening to the BMS Radio Network.
I got you on my mind. You make me high. You make me cry. You got me on one. Yes, I'm on you. You don't know what to do. Faded, I can't win this on another level, man. I'm overfeeling these emotions. Yet I know I'm gonna forgive you. Indecisive, can't make a decision. I got you on my mind. You
make me high. You make me cry. You got me on one. Feeling these emotions, yet I know I'm gonna forgive you. Indecisive, can't make a decision.
Natalie Nicole on the BMS Radio Network, and that jam is hot to death. Indecisive. And my girl can sing. Hit me back and let me know what you think. And we've been pumping that one for a while, it's so dope. Most definitely. Good luck to Ja Morant. Hopefully he comes back on Wednesday and continues his NBA career in a positive direction. Meanwhile, I want everybody to get out there and tackle this day. Because it's morning in the city.
Introducing Power Up for Male Stamina, the natural way to improve your libido and overall health. With Power Up for Male Stamina, you can also expect improved energy, better blood sugar levels, and lower cholesterol. Right now, we are giving away free samples. Certain restrictions apply. Just go to www.powerup.com or www.powerup.com and get the power you need to feel your best. And don't forget to get your free samples before they run out. That's www.powerup.com.
More music
24/7
on the BMS Radio Network.